Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for the day with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. USDA projected the second largest corn and soybean crops in U.S. history on this morning's crop production estimates. They came in like this at 7:30. Corn, 11.114 billion bushels. Soybeans, 3.093 billion. The yield for corn, 154.70. Soybeans, 41.80. The all-wheat crop comes in at 1.801 billion bushels. We'll discuss the implications of these numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Now make that Pete Manhart. He's coming in from Bates at Normal. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today, but there is some scattered mixed undertones in some areas, with a few weaker calls in the east, firm indications in the west. Terminals called steady to higher, tops from $46.50 to $50. Peoria, 50 cents higher today with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, September 11th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,411. For the base market, hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $59.50 to $72. The weighted average, $67.92, a gain of 89 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.75 to $55.50, and the weighted average is $52.81. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,446. The base price range was $61 to $72. The weighted average, $69, a gain of $1.33 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.57 to $55.13, and the weighted average was $52.15.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, it's going to be a tale of two sides here over the next couple of days. The Western Belt drying out and warming up, and favorable weather for crop maturation for up to 5 days in a row for portions of Iowa, Missouri, back into Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota. Even Western Illinois will turn dry by tomorrow. There may be a few spotty showers out in Western Illinois, Southern Wisconsin, and Northern Illinois today. But most of the action is east of there. And over the last 24 hours, there was an area of rain that was rather heavy in West Central Illinois and neighboring into portions of Missouri, a few places getting half an inch to 1 inch. Also some locally heavy rains in Eastern Illinois across Western into Southern Indiana and Southwestern Ohio. So those places are soaked, and more rain today will continue to fall over Indiana and Ohio, some of it heavy. Neighboring Kentucky will share in that. We'll have scattered showers across Illinois today. Eastern Illinois could see some lingering showers tomorrow, but most of the action will shift to the east tomorrow. And that will be replaced by dry weather, which will last into the first half of the weekend. Then a cold front's expected to come in from the northwest. That'll trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday across western into central sections of the Corn Belt, Sunday night into Monday farther east. Now, right now, it doesn't look like that round of rain is going to be all that impressive, as most of the energy with that system will stay to the north, but there will still be the chance of some rain once again late in the weekend and early next week. Behind that front, some of the coolest air of the season will at least work into the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt, and as it pushes southward, it will tend to stall out, and that opens the door to maybe more showers and thunderstorms developing along the boundary between the cooler air to the north and warmer air to the south during the middle to latter part of next week. That at least is a concern. That would slow crop maturation once again and also slow field work. And, of course, there are some concerns about that. even though it's still very early in the game. Really, October is the month that we have to worry if it stays wet into October. Right now, there's still some signs that the weather will cooperate, but we are going to, after this round of rain, probably have a few showers coming through around Sunday and early Monday, and then a better chance of rain again later next week. Now, this colder air will not likely produce any frost or freeze conditions for most of the Corn Belt. There are some maps that are looking a little colder this morning, though, for Minnesota and the Dakotas for early next week, maybe around Monday morning. So if the clouds get on out of there, it could get cold enough for some frost up that way. And that could damage some of the late maturing crops up there if frost does materialize. But for most of the Midwest Corn Belt, we do not see an early frost coming during this month. It looks like most of the Midwest Corn Belt should stay frost-free through the end of September. In the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, it does look like there will be some showers coming across again later next week. Rain of late has hit parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, and the panhandle areas of Oklahoma and Texas. Much of south central Oklahoma to southeast Oklahoma and north central Texas does remain very dry, but many areas at least have enough moisture in the soils to allow for planting. In the southern hemisphere, in South America, there are still concerns about dryness in the wheat areas of Argentina, especially Cordoba and Entre Rios and those neighboring areas there. The northern parts of the wheat belt are especially dry. A few spotty showers are expected in southern Brazil, so wheat conditions look a little better there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 478 unchanged, last trade up 2. So December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 412 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade down three quarters. September corn, 228 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade down a half. December, 243, down a half. Last trade down 1.5. November soybeans opened at 543 and three quarters, down three quarters. Last trade down three quarters. March, 569, down three quarters. Last trade down 1. October soybean meal opened at 158.70, unchanged. Last trade down 20. October soybean oil opened at 24.51, up 1. Last trade up 4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What are your reactions off the crop production and WASDE numbers this morning?
Well, they're really not much different than what industry was expecting. Corn came in exactly on the carryout where industry expected, and bean production came in right where they expected it. We did lower carryout on corn by 12 million to 1.220 from last month. On beans, we raised it 80 million. To 530, but industry was looking for 565. So early calls are down a little on corn and mixed on beans. I think we'll look at now harvest and harvest pressure, and then after that maybe be able to take off to the upside.
We do have September contracts going off the board on Thursday of this week, I believe. How important is it that September hold relatively where it is to the D's?
Well, I think, you know, D's had a low at 32.5 here before we had the bounce up. September was it down around 218. I would expect them to try to migrate to there. If September goes off there, I would expect December, because of the big crop, before harvest is over, to try to get there before turning around.
Will the trade focus entirely, do you think, on the production side this morning, or do you think that there is any silver linings over on the demand side, like beans this morning? The September estimate for ending stocks 05-06 at 485 million bushels, and of course the August estimate 515, so we're using them beans up pretty well.
Yeah, I think they're going to look at usage just as much as the other. I mean, carry out, what we've got after production is the big number, And carryout numbers aren't that shocking for anything. We did increase usage on the beans, and the carryout did increase, but not as much as expected for 05-06. And they did lower it for 06-07. They did, as you said, lower it for 05-06. But worldwide, they raised carryout on beans, and that might, you know, keep a lid on it for a little while. Whereas corn and wheat, they lowered the carryout and have tight supplies worldwide.
So what are you now going to recommend to producers to do regarding their crops now that we have these numbers available?
Well, the basis is still poor for cash sales, so I could store any and everything I can. If I have to sell whatever I sell, I'm going to look to buy back the first 2 to 3 weeks of October when we think we'll see harvest lows to replace. If I do have to sell something, I would try to get the sales in and where I can get some carry. If you take a look at next July, corn's 273 versus current of 228. That's 40 cents, 50 cents, 45 cents. I'd try to sell some carry by doing that.
Thank you much, Pete.
All righty.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is located in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org.